This is RTI, from the heart of Europe to the world, the station of the stars.
Right, Livia, you're here representing the tourist board for Slovakia. How do you think things are going to change because of the team being here in the UK at the 2012 Olympics?
Well, our main goal is to promote Slovakia as a tourism destination. We feel a big chance to do it during the Olympics Games because we have a for Slovak Hospitality House great venue, which is the Institute of Directors, and we can invite people, media, tour operators, people from tourism business and background, and we would like to promote them not only Slovakia as a tourism destination, but also as a destination for investments, destination from cultural point of view, and all these things. Also, we would like to address information to general public, and that's why we hired premises of Sports Cafe, which is the bar very close to IOD, to Institute of Directors, where public, not only from Slovakia, but also visitors from Olympic Games, Londonese, can come and taste Slovak beer, Slovak national cuisine, find information about Slovakia as a tourism destination, promotion materials, see Slovak culture and all these things. So we see it's a big chance to be here during Olympic Games.
Excellent. I've spent quite a lot of time in Slovakia, but I'd like you to describe what Slovakia is actually like. To, you know, what would draw tourists to Slovakia, and what would they see, and how would they feel, and how would they be treated?
Mm-hmm. What is really important to say to all people when they come to Slovakia, that before it was Czechoslovakia, our country. So sometimes also here people confuse Czechoslovakia, Slovenia, Slovakia. So it's important to say that Slovakia is independent country with the capital city Bratislava, which is very close to Vienna, only 60 kilometers. So if you are flying to Vienna for a visit, you can be in Bratislava in 40 minutes. There is a highway and you are in the city center. We have, compared to Prague or Budapest, very nice, cozy city center, very historical, where you can find a lot of interesting buildings, facts, museums, galleries, very nice restaurants, which is, I think, now very big advantage of Bratislava, the combination of Slovak gastronomy and good wine, because surrounding of Bratislava, it's a small Carpathian mountains, and it's a full of vineyards and wine reserves. So it's very nice to combine visit with the vineyards. The second most visited destination is High Tatra Mountains, definitely. During the summer, it's a destination convenient for trekking, hiking, mountaineering. There are located two aquaparks with thermal water and spas with healing effects. And during winter, there are very good ski resorts for well-experienced cars, but also for beginners. So it's an ideal destination for families, for example.
It is. I've actually been to Aqua City, mm-hmm. and I think there it's probably one of the most dramatic stories about Slovakia, the way that has grown out of a thermal lake and, like you say, has all these healing qualities. Do you know a lot about Aqua City?
Sure. It was one of the most successful projects on the green field, let's say, because Poprad was a normal city under the mountains and nothing special and nothing interesting what possible find to in Poprad. Now then came Mr. Jan Talensky, who is the owner of Aqua City Poprad, and they found the healing source of thermal water, and he built the Aqua City, and now it's the world greenest resort. The project won the world greenest resort two times, I think, and it's the most visited attraction in Slovakia for the last year and the year before. This is very important to say, and with the connection with the mountains and skiing, you know, during the day you can go for skiing to High Tatras and the evening spend in thermal water and enjoy the atmosphere, and through the windows you can see mountains with snow. It's really very nice place.
The mountains are absolutely beautiful, aren't they? As you say, they're constantly capped by snow, and yet one of the beauties of that is the fact that the heat is... Poprad and Slovakia has this incredible climate where you can be, it's the equivalent of being in Austria or in the Alps, or you could be in Spain in the summer, and yet you've always got this constant cold breath coming down off the mountains, which turn it into a very comfortable atmosphere. But also the High Tatras are really famous for the wildlife there and things like that. I think it's one of the few places where actually in Europe you still have great bears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bears we have. And also what is very unique is Tatra chamois, which is the only one chamois of Tatra types, which you can find only in High Tatras. So this is something unique. Mm-hmm. And there is a very interesting story about one countess, which was the first tourist in High Tatras, and it's really interesting story. And these kind of stories you can find in all of, over the Slovakia. And what is also very interesting, that during summer you can spend some time in mountains. There is very nice temperature around 20-25 degrees, so it's not very hot weather, so you can walk in the mountains, and you can combine visit with for example visit of castles or mansions, manor houses. Very close is Spiška Castle, which is the largest castle complex in Central Europe, and you are there within 40 minutes. Then you can see the cave, for example, which is also very nice, stalagmit cave. In Slovakia we have 12 caves open to the public. And wooden rafting on Dunajec River is also very interesting. There is a Goral type of folklore, and it's really very unique and very Slovak.
The castles you mentioned, Slovakia has a wealth of castles, doesn't it?
We have more than 200 castles, chateaus and manor houses, and also ruins. And the most visited is Bojnice Castle, which is the most romantic castle in Slovakia. Also, there is an interesting story about Count Palfi, which fell in love with French princess. But the father, she was 16 and he was like 70 years old in that time. And her father said that no way that my daughter will go to this ugly castle. So Count Palfi started to rebuild castle in Bojnice. And he wanted to be to have a castle as in Paris, you know, beautiful, like I don't know, other castles in France. But, you know, it took a lot long time to rebuild it. So after 15 years, she married to someone else. But we have the most romantic castle in Slovakia.
Well, actually, Slovakia as well is absolutely jam-packed with mythologies and folk tales and things like, and things of that sort of equation. And it, the folk music and the way that still people dress there really is indicative of eras past. Slovakia doesn't appear really to have lost its history like many countries have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's also interesting that in Slovakia we have many regions, and each region has its own style in folklore. And we still can find these types of clothes in the villages. So it's very interesting. For example, during summer, we have different festivals in the cities, in the villages, but also on the castles. And you can find their folklore music from all over the Slovakia. And we are a small country, you know, 5 million inhabitants, 400 kilometers from east to the west. So you can cover this distance in one day if you want by car, in 5 hours. But we have more than, I don't know, 300 types of costumes and folklore clothes.
Mm. In Slovak House at the IOD, which is on Pall Mall, which is one of the most famous streets in London, the food here is Slovak cuisine. Yeah. Now, one of the most famous parts of Slovakia are the kolibars. And tell us a bit about kolibars and tell us what they're like.
Yeah, they are doing typical cuisine, but it was, you know, typical for now, but before it was normal food for normal people, because Slovakia was a part of Hungarian kingdom and Austro-Hungarian empire. It was also the cross of the culture and history of different countries, Czech Republic, Poland, and we are in the middle. So all these countries and their culture influenced not only culture of Slovakia, but also history and gastronomy as well. So in kolibas now you can find the typical Slovak cuisine, for example dumplings with sheep cheese, which is brinza, or sauerkraut soup or bean soup. So everything what was possible to find in Slovakia and to grow up, this we have in our gastronomy. But now in IOD we have different chefs, one of them, for example, Marcel Ihnačák. He worked with Jamie Olivier, as his sous chef, and also he used to work in London in two Michelin star restaurants as well. So he's working also here during these days and prepare food for people or the cuisine for visitors. And we will have during the time the cooking shows, and we will teach British journalists to cook Slovak food.
I think that's a brilliant idea. The food itself, as you say, is traditional, but from being a traditional country which wasn't particularly well known 5 or 6 years ago, all of a sudden Slovakia appears to have become what could only be described as a burgeoning and sophisticated nation. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think so, that's true, because number of visitors are growing. And, you know, Bratislava and our capital, it's not like Vienna or London or Paris. So it's more difficult to sell Slovakia as a destination. But people from abroad are experienced tourists and experienced visitors, and they already seen the Paris, London, and they would like to still see something new. And when they come to Slovakia, they are really surprised what kind of services and attractions we have. For example, Košice, which is the second biggest town in Slovakia, is for next year the European Culture Capital. Mm. And yeah, so we would like to welcome visitors in Košice in next year, and it's a very interesting project. They want it, and together with Marcel, they are the European Culture Capital for 2013.
So tell me exactly, what does it mean to be the European Cultural Capital? How did that come about? How did you...
It's a project of European Union, mm-hmm. and different cities can be part of the competition for this title, let's say, and you have to present some project about the city. And when you present it, you are in the competition of different cities, and for each year there are two cities, and they have to have something unique to present and to welcome visitors. And very important is that it's not a project only for 1 year, so they have to, you know, continue with the project for years.
And when you say to reach that status, you have to have something unique. What would you say is the uniqueness of Košice?
For Košice, it's definitely history and its historical center. There is a beautiful cathedral, opera house, and old municipality hall. And together the region, there is a vineyard region Tokaj, which is maybe famous in Hungary, but also in Slovakia. We have very good Tokaj wine, so people can combine visit with this wine region. Mm. And also there is a very beautiful manor house, Betliar. So the combination is very nice. And if we are talking about the time from High Tatras, it's about 1.5 hours by highway to Košice.
I think that again is something that's worth stressing, because if you flew into Košice, then the whole of Slovakia is available to you in less than probably 2 hours, isn't it? And that's a really good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Maybe we don't have so many flights to Bratislava, but Vienna is very close, and in 40 minutes you are in Bratislava from Vienna airport. But really, as I said, from west to the east, it's 5 hours by car from west part to east part of Slovakia. So you can cover really this distance in 1 day. But we don't want to, you know, hurry the tourists to do this. But there is so many interesting things in Slovakia. And that's why we have the slogan, Little Big Country, because it's a little country, but so many attractions you can find in Slovakia, except of sea, everything, all we have. Wooden churches, it's mid-European rarity. Some of them were built without using nails or any metal material. We have Orthodox, Catholic, really nice wooden churches. And these you can find, they dot the landscape of east part of Slovakia. Also, what is very interesting, that parents of Andy Warhol were born in Slovakia, near Medzilaborce, which is very close to Košice. So there is a museum of Andy Warhol in Medzilaborce with his own originals. So this is something really, I think, unique.
And also, apart from Andy Warhol, there are a lot of very famous artists. And Slovakia is really a very culturally and creative country. And can you recall off the top of your head now some of the other famous artists that come from the country?
Mm-hmm. For example, let's say Štefan Banič. He was not an artist, but he was an inventor of parachute.
Oh, right, really?
Yes, and this parachute, I mean, the suggest the description how to build it.
Yeah.
The American Army bought this, and they use it. You know, they improve it because it was something before parachute, but he was from Slovakia. Also, if you know Ladislav Hudec, which was the famous architect, he built the first skyscraper in China.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's a Park Hotel in Shanghai.
When was this? When did he build that?
I don't know the exact year.
But it was within, you know, was it 20 years ago, 50 years ago?
No, 100 years ago.
Really? Yeah. Really? Mm-hmm. So really, Slovakian people even then were being recognized?
Their children, they are approximately 80 years old now. So.
Right, I understand, yeah. And also, it's a place which is known for its bohemian times. And, you know, Bohemia has now become something which is representative of creative nature. Is there still that sort of bohemian attitude towards things there?
I don't know, but there is not only about artists in Slovakia. Mm. For example, if you know Asset Company, which is the antivirus program,
right.
And it's used all over the world. So this company is from Slovakia, from Bratislava. Mm-hmm. So it's... A lot of people, or the most of the people who use the computer, they know Asset.
Yeah.
Yeah, the program is not NOD, and it's come from Slovakia.
Right, I understand. We have to refer, obviously, to the reason we're here, which is the Olympics. We've touched on it before. But we had Jan Zelensky. We mentioned that he, an Aqua City, Jan Zelensky in Aqua City. And Jan is the Olympic attaché for Slovakia. Now, he's just been on the radio for about 20 minutes to Australia talking about your country. How do you think that the world is going to react to suddenly having this country thrust into the faces, people telling them about it? Do you think it is something that is really important to you?
Yeah, definitely it is, because the personality of Jan Zelensky is, you know, also in Slovakia, he's a famous person, and he helped very much with this project, because without him, it was impossible to get these beautiful premises of the Institute of Directors, and also his personal and business contacts helped Slovakia, definitely. Mm. And when the Queen Elizabeth II was in Slovakia on an official visit, she was also in Aqua City Poprad, because it's a world greenest resort and it's a great project, and they use the energy and sources from nature, which is really good for the future, because Slovakia is a biggest source of water, underground water, and this is very important in the future, because I think that our Earth or we definitely more or later later or soon we will have problem with drinking water. So this is very important. For example, we have 1,400 healing sources of waters or mineral springs.
Really? 1,400?
400, yeah.
Yeah. And when you say these are healing springs, what sort of healing qualities do they have? And are these available to you know, the tourists?
This is available in Slovak spas. We have 20 spa resorts, and you know, they focus on different healing process. But for example, in most famous Piešťany spa, they use healing mat. But this mat is from thermal water from the earth. And also very helpful or healthy is drinking of this water.
So to wrap it up, basically, we have the Olympics here, you have your team here, and this really is, I suppose you could say, this is a team-building exercise with the rest of the world for this tiny country which has suddenly started to rise from nothing. And I think that's a really good thing. Thanks for your time, and thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
The Station of the Stars. RTI.